I am where I am because I have chosen to be here. The me that I am is the me that I am becoming. The personality that I identify myself as is the one that I have created. The body that I inhabit is the one that is arising to serve me fully in the most amazing, delicious, and wonderful of ways. The truth of who I am cannot be defined, but is becoming more and more and more of who I am because of what I arise from, the unconditional love of all that is. And in this expansion, in this evolution, in this becoming, wonderful things are happening, both in physical terms, but most definitely in metaphysical terms. Thoughts that I am thinking are contributing to the fullness of my being, whether I like these thoughts or not. Everything is happening to my benefit. Everyone, everywhere is helping me in ways that are truly astounding as I notice them. Everything in every place, at every time, in every way is the perfect thing, in the perfect place, at the perfect time, in the perfect way. And the more I recognize this, even if it's just for a moment, just in the twinkling of an eye, the easier it is to recognize it moving forward, because that is how consciousness works. I did not know that I was training myself to think in the ways that I think now. But now that I know, I am deciding to put my attention in the direction of what feels better to me, moment after moment after moment after moment. And as I do this, I'm literally liberating myself, not from anything, but I am riding the wave of the expansion of the freedom that I am, and I'm feeling it. It's astounding. It's amazing. It's wondrous. The truth of who I am cannot be denied, but it also cannot be defined. The truth of who I am is found in every rock, in every patch of blue sky, in every drop of rain, in every snowflake. It is found in every molecule of oxygen that I breathe in, and every molecule of carbon dioxide that I breathe out. I am, in fact, fully invested in the fullness of the physical reality that I am inhabiting through the amazing device that is my body. But the truth of the me, the one that I define as I, cannot be found because it is in everything, and so it cannot be discovered because it is everywhere. Unconditional love exists in every place, at every time, in every way, and it does so in an unconditional way. And this is who I am, and who I am is simply becoming more and more and more of this unconditional love. And I feel the freedom of that motion, of that movement, of that truth. I feel the joy of this expansion. I feel the delight and the wonder of the magic that arises as a result of my recognition of this. And there is nothing more important at any given moment than how I feel, because how I feel is an indication of whether I am on board with this expansion in the moment or whether I am not. And if I am not, it's okay. I can stay there as long as I want, but I don't have to. I'm not stuck there. I'm not forced to do this because there is nothing that separates me from this expansion other than my awareness. And when I put my awareness on how I feel, of which there is nothing more important, I am tapped in and tuned in and plugged in and very much aware in the very small moment, in the tiniest way, of the truth of who I am. And because of who I am, this unconditional love, the small moment of awareness is exactly the same as the entire universe, because all things are contained within each moment and nothing is missing ever. And so it is.